Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen again. We like to say good morning, 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 and welcome back to the Life of Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, with Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and with Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life of Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we want to give God praise, glory, and honor for this one more day that the Lord God, he has made one more day. Amen. And we bless him. Amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of St. John. Amen. Chapter number 3. And I just want to read a couple of verses in your hearing, starting in verse number 1. And it reads, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou do except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind blows where it lists, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it come and whither it go. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto them, How can these things be? Amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Amen and amen. We just wanted to talk to you for just for a few minutes this morning. Amen. On a subject. Amen. Don't stay secret. Don't stay. Amen. Secret. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For this portion of scripture this morning. Amen. And it tells about a man. Amen. By the name of Nicodemus. Glory be to God. And Nicodemus, amen, he was an elderly man, but he was also a somewhat wealthy man. He was a Pharisee, and he was also a member of the Sanhedrin. Amen. Glory be to God. And we know whenever one begin to speak, Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Whenever, beloved, someone begins to talk about Nicodemus, glory be to God, and we know that we always label Nicodemus as the same that came to Jesus by night. Amen. Everybody wants to put emphasis, amen, that he was the man who came to Jesus by a night. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, why is it spoken of Nicodemus in this way? Glory be to God. I mean, why? Was Nicodemus a coward? Was Nicodemus afraid of what the fellow members of the Sanhedrin would say if they saw him seeking out Jesus? Glory be to God. And beloved, I don't know, it could be many reasons why he came to Jesus, amen, by night. Glory be to God. Maybe that was the best time, amen, for him to come. Glory be to God. Maybe he was busy during the day teaching. Glory be to God. And Jesus was busy during the day. Amen. Jesus had his outside ministry. And Nicodemus had his inside ministry. And sometimes you just got so many things to do during the day. Maybe, you know, coming at night was just the best time. Amen. It was some nighttime is quiet time. People are winding down. Glory be to God. And you know, all the hustle and the bustle and the traffic jams have all been eliminated. And maybe it was the best time, a quiet time. You know, sometimes, you know, you call people, you say, you know, I'll call you tonight. I'll call you tonight because if I call you tonight, I'll be able to hear. I'll be able to speak to you without interruptions. I'll be able to hear from, I'll be able to hear you talk back to me. It'll be less interference, you know, if I come at night. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, it could be many reasons, amen, that Nicodemus, amen, come to Jesus, amen. The nighttime is a relaxing time. Glory be to God. I know, glory be to God, nighttime before, after I say my prayers, you know, a lot of times I'm just laying in my bed for, you know, a few minutes, just relaxing and unwinding. You know, it's a good time to talk for a lot of people. Glory be to God. When you come, amen, at night, glory be to God. Or beloved, who knows? It could be that Nicodemus has such a heart hunger, amen, for Jesus that he couldn't wait till the morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he came running to Jesus as soon as he could. You know, sometimes we have situations we can't wait till the morning. I can't wait. Glory be to God. I remember growing up, we used to go on them little excursions to Wildwood and all those places like that. Well, I could not wait till the morning. Amen. You know, we would be up all night because we couldn't wait till the morning. Glory be to God. People, amen, getting married and big events the next day. Sometimes you just can't wait till the morning. Glory, tossing and turning, say, when the morning gonna come? Maybe Nicodemus couldn't wait till the morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But beloved, amen, we know that there had been no direct voice from God in Israel for a long time. Amen. Here was one, amen, whose message carried the stamp of divine authority. So Nicodemus, we can consider him, he was a cautious inquirer. A cautious inquirer. And some of us know people like that even today. And some of us are the same way. You know, we inquire, but we inquire cautiously. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But the Bible does tell us one thing about Nicodemus. Amen. Beloved, amen. He was a man of spiritual perception. Amen. Because we see here in verse number 2. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This same came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou do, except God be with him. Amen. So he was checking things out. He was checking things out. Amen. He knew it was something. Amen. Going on here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He had deep spiritual perception. Hallelujah. He said, this man, hallelujah. So therefore he sought Christ out. He sought him out. Amen. And he listened. Amen. Hallelujah. He, no doubt he sat in and listened to one of Jesus, amen, conversations, remarkable conversations, teaching the scriptures. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he was impressed. He was impressed. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen. We just want to see this morning real quickly. Glory be to God. Amen. Well, what was the three steps here? Well, the first thing, beloved, the Bible tells us in verse 2 that Nicodemus He came to Christ. He didn't send his messengers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came himself. Amen. To see this teacher that was sent from God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And heard that in spite of his culture, his position, his religion, amen, he came, amen, and heard that he needed to be born again. Glory be to God. He didn't send no text message. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He didn't seek him out on social media. He didn't send, no, he came himself. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He didn't send his mama. He didn't send his papa. Amen. He didn't send his children. He didn't send his wife. He didn't send his employees. Glory be to God. He came for himself. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remind me of the song. Amen. Beloved, amen. It says, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Come for yourself. Oh, glory be to God. And this is what he did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Nicodemus came to realize that his salvation was dependent upon, hallelujah, the shedding of the innocent blood of Jesus. Amen. As we continue to read in that same chapter, beloved, amen, hallelujah, down in verse number 14, hallelujah, and it reads, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And that very famous verse that most people, amen, they know, hallelujah, but they won't accept it. Amen, hallelujah. And it says, hallelujah, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So yes, Nicodemus, amen, came to Jesus. You might say he came at night. Yeah, but he came. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, but he came at an inconvenient time. Yeah, but he came. Glory be to God. He came. Glory be to God. Well, couldn't he have come? Amen. A decent hour. He came at such an ungodly hour, but he came. Glory be to God. Maybe I'm listening to somebody today. I want to ask you, when you coming? When you coming? Glory be to God. Not only that, beloved, amen, not only did we see that Nicodemus came to Christ, amen, we also see here, amen, where Nicodemus, amen, after, hallelujah, he found out the message, amen, hallelujah. Sometimes you have people just amazed at you. They're just amazed. Glory be to God. I was with a group of people all this week, amen, glory be to God. And we want to thank God maybe for about 50 hours this week. One of the men, amen, he was a Caucasian. They were mostly Caucasian, amen, and he was a Caucasian man. And it was a group of us, and he was very bold. He was very bold, amen. And he said in front of everybody, amen. He said, Alfredo, he said, where are you from? I said, I'm from Philadelphia. He said, the next time I'm in Philadelphia, I wanna have lunch with you. He said, I wanna have lunch with you, Alfredo. He said, because you seem like you're a fun person. He said that out in front of everybody. I wouldn't think he was asking me for a date. I said, okay, well, call me the next time you're in Philadelphia. But see, sometimes people just want to sit with you and talk with you. Amen. They're interesting. You know what I mean? I just want to, you know what I mean? Everything is clean. I just want to know more about you. Amen. Glory. And this is how Nicodemus came to Jesus. Amen. He said, I just want to know more about you. I'm just amazed at you. I ain't come to say nothing. I just come to listen. Glory be to God. But then we see here, beloved, amen, as we continue, glory be to God, and St. John, Amen. Glory be to God. My second point here, glory be to God, in St. John chapter number 7. Amen. Let us look there for real quickly. Amen. Verse number 45. Amen. Glory be to God. And it reads, let me see if I can find it right here. Verse 45. And then it says, then came the officers of the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto him, why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, never man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. But look at Nicodemus. Look at the man that cometh to Jesus at night. Look at him here in verse number 50. Nicodemus said to them, he that came, Nicodemus, the same Nicodemus we talking about here, and the one that came to Jesus by night, whatever reason he came to Jesus by night, Nicodemus said to them, doth our Lord judge any man before it hear him or know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, art thou also a Galilean? Search and look. For out of Galilee ariseth, glory be to God, no prophet. Glory be to God. So here we see, beloved, hallelujah, then the first Nicodemus, amen, came to Jesus at night. Now we see Nicodemus, amen, speaking out for Jesus. Oh, my God. When's the last time you spoke out for Jesus? When's the last time you said a word for Jesus, beloved? Amen. The Bible says, amen, if you be ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. Oh, yes, he did. Let me give you that scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. You can write it down and think about it today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see if I can pull that up. Glory be to God. You can find that in... matter of fact, you can find it in two places. You can find it in Luke, amen, chapter number 9, verse number 26. For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father. Glory be to God. And of, amen, and of the Holy Spirit. And in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. Amen. And beware whenever you see something repeated twice in the Bible. Y'all know how it is. Amen. Some of us had parents. Amen. They weren't talking but one time. And if our parents said something to us twice, we know we was in trouble. They didn't have to raise their voice. If they had to speak to us twice. All right, as glory be to God. Then we find it again. Not only do we find it in Luke 9:26, but we find it in Mark 8:38. It says, if anyone is ashamed of me, Mark 8:38, amen, glory be to God. If anyone's ashamed of me and my words and this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes and his Father's glory with the holy angels. Nicodemus speaks up for Christ, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we want to thank God. Hallelujah. We see here, hallelujah, although, amen, he was a disciple at heart. We're going to call Nicodemus a disciple at heart. He was a disciple at heart. A secret. you say, but don't nobody know it right now yet. You're a Christian, but don't nobody know it yet. but you know what? Let me tell you something. Amen. He was a disciple of heart. That's a good place to begin. Because a lot of times we want to broadcast that we are Christian, beloved, amen, on the outward, amen, but on the inward, amen, we just as carnal as all get out. A lot of times we want to make a lot of noise and everybody know, amen, that we born again and we want to, you know, sing about it, shout about it, preach about it on the outward life, amen. But in our secret life, amen, we don't have no connection with the Lord. You know, we're hypocrites, we're double-minded, amen. We're doing things for show, amen. One thing about Nicodemus here, he wasn't doing nothing for show. This here was between him and the Lord. That, you know what? That's a good place to start because that's the only thing that really even counts. Glory be to God. That's the only thing that really counts, beloved. God judges the man, judges the outward appearance. God judges the hearts. See, because he's the only one that knows the hearts. And we all need to be a Christian in our hearts. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But here we see, beloved, that, amen, he raised his voice on behalf of Christ, amen, in the scriptures, as we just read, amen, as the Sanhedrins, amen, glory be to God, came up against him. You're always going to have some opposition. Beloved, you're going to have opposition in this world. If you live for Christ, you're going to have opposition. If you don't live for Christ, so you just might as well, since you're going to have opposition anyhow, you might as well have opposition for Christ. That you're going to have opposition. You might as well have opposition with. If you're going to suffer, let's suffer for what counts. If you got to go through something, let's go through something for that counts. Since you got to go through something anyhow. Amen. Glory be to God. Because only what we do for Christ is what's going to last. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen, glory be to God, we see that he, his enemies came against him, amen, and Nicodemus, amen, he raised a point in order, a point of order in favor, amen, of the one that he had learned so much from. Hallelujah. And perhaps, beloved, we should be more courageous and outspoken on Christ's behalf. Well, I mean, like, really, you know, it's a good feeling. I mean, I never forget when I was a young girl, amen, and I was wrong. I was in elementary school. I don't know why I picked a fight with this girl. I really don't know. I mean, her name was Denise, and I never forget. Last name was Broadway. And the girl was tall. She was like a giant. She was real tall. And real thick. And I don't remember the details, but I the only thing I do remember is that I was wrong, because I remember picking the fight. I don't know if I was showing off that day or what. But I do remember, amen, that my sister Nancy came in. Nancy didn't know the details. Nancy was just saw me in the fight and, you know, and spoke up for me and actually took the fight for me. Oh, glory be to God. I never forget that day. Yeah. Sometimes, beloved, we're in situations, amen, somebody will speak up for you. Amen. I never forget my grandsons, the twin grandsons. Amen. Glory be to God. Just turned 10 this last week. Amen. Thank God I get an opportunity to spend some time with them today. Lord's willing. Amen. And, you know, boys like to be mean. Some little boy, amen, says something. And the one twin spoke up for the other one. Amen. But no. He all right. It's just that, you know, it's just that he had a bad night. You know, he jumped in there and spoke up. Amen. It's a good feeling. You ever had anybody speak up for you? You know, sometimes you lost for words, amen. Sometimes you're not there, you're absent, amen. And instead of them tearing you down and gossiping and beating you up, amen, you found out that person spoke up for you. Oh, no, they're a good person. No, they don't, you know. No. Something must have happened because they would have been here. They're speaking up for you. That's a good feeling. Amen. When's the last time you spoke up for anybody? Let's just hold Christ for 1 second. When's the last time you spoke up for anybody? I remember somebody saying something. I forgot. This was a few months back. I don't know how our brother Reed's name came up in the conversation that I was talking to another man who happens to know brother Reed. And some things were said. Amen. And I said, No, I said, let me say, I said, Brother Reed, I said, Brother Reed knows how to respect women. I said, he don't disrespect women. I said, he honors women. He knows how to, amen, respect women. And you know what? I forgot what that person was saying, but one thing I remember, they shut up. I never forget how that person looked at me and they closed their mouth. When's the last time you spoke up for anybody, beloved? Glory be to God. But we see here Nicodemus, amen, he speaks up for Jesus, amen. When the Sanhedrin condemned Jesus to death, there was no protest from Nicodemus. Glory be to God. And the last thing I want you to see here about Nicodemus, beloved, so we see here, amen, that he came to Jesus. Hallelujah. While he had time to come, he came. We also see here in John 7 that he spoke up for Jesus. Hallelujah. Now we want to show you here this morning, beloved, amen, that he honored Jesus. Amen. In the same chapter, amen, St. John, amen, glory be to God. And we want to look at verse number 19. I'm sorry, chapter number 19. Amen. And we want to look at verse 39. And there came also Nicodemus. Here you go. We talk about the same Nicodemus in this 19th chapter that we was talking about in the third chapter. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes and 100-pound weight. And verse number 40. Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices as the manner of the Jews is to bury. So here we see Jesus, see Nicodemus. Now this is after Jesus' death. So Jesus is dead now. And Nicodemus comes, amen, to honor him. Nicodemus, glory be to God, hallelujah. We see him rendering belated service to Christ. Openly, he joined Joseph of Arimathea, who happened to be another secret disciple. The two secret disciples got together. That's okay if two or three touch and agree on anything. The two secret disciples are here preparing Christ's body for his kingly burial. What an honor. What an honor. Who's going to prepare your body, beloved? For your burial. Oh, my God, Jesus, have mercy. But the dead cannot appreciate our loving attention. Mary gave her spices to Jesus while he was alive. My final point here today, beloved, amen, is that it is better to give flowers to the living than to reserve them for their burial. See, not only are a lot of people secret disciples, amen, you like somebody, but it's a secret. You admire somebody, but they don't know it. It's a secret. Everything you do is a secret. But the dead can't, you know, and it always amazes me. You go to these funerals, amen, and you see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars of flowers that the dead can't see. The dead can't smell. The dead can't touch. The dead can't take home. Baby, people got a business. They wait for them flowers to get to the cemetery. And as soon as you leave, amen, those foreigners, amen, go up in there and put them flowers on their truck, amen, and they on the corner making some money. It just amazes me. Glory be to God. Secret. Secret. You're going to wait until somebody's dead to tell them, you know what I mean, how much you love them, how much you appreciate them. They changed your life forever. Don't go that they can't hear you. You don't wait till after you move out the house to let your neighbors and everybody know how much you like living in the neighborhood, how much you like this, tell your landlord how much you appreciate it. It's too late now. You're going to wait till after the fact. Well, no, I just didn't say nothing. Glory be to God. You know, beloved, come on. We got to look up. We got to let them secrets go. Let the secrets go. Glory be to God. Open up your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Let people smell their flowers. Look, put your own stuff. Look. How you want to live and die? You want to wait until your funeral? You want to wait to find out who all your friends are at your funeral? You want to wait and find out how many people loved you and admired you and thought you was all that at your funeral? I can't say you ain't going to know what's happening at your funeral, but you ain't going to be able to respond at your funeral. Because you're going to be dead. See? Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah. There's so much we can learn from Nicodemus, but I think my major takeaway is don't wait until to do tomorrow what you can do today. All of us can think of people who have transitioned on, glory be to God, and some of us sit back and reminisce, well, you know, I would have did this. If I would have did this. I would have did that. I would have did this. I can think of three people right now, amen, at least three, that wanted to talk to me, that wanted to say something to me, including my father, before he died. All right? And I said, okay, I'll get there. But I waited too late. And by the time I got there, it was too late. My father said he had something to tell me. Glory be to God. Well, my father, amen, he used to play games. Amen. Glory be to God. He had told me that one time before, and I went all the way out there to West Philly, and he was acting like he wasn't home. I don't know if he had his girlfriend up in there or what. Glory be to God. And so when he told me that the night before he died, I think, okay, I'm going to get there. Yeah, but I ain't coming tonight. Yeah, I ain't running out there no humbug. Amen. But I waited the next day and it was too late. So I don't know what he had to tell me. Maybe he was going to tell me where the loot was. I don't know. All I know is I missed that one. See? So, beloved, amen. So he took care of Jesus, amen, in Jesus' death. He honored Jesus in Jesus' death. But I'm telling you, it's better to honor Jesus in Jesus' life. It's good to honor people, you know what I mean, in their death. Oh, yeah, they put them away good. Didn't they put them away? Yeah, did you see that casket? Oh, yeah, that's top of the line there. That casket there was $10,000, which don't make no sense. Because it's going down in the hole. I mean, really? And you see the way they had them dressed? Oh, didn't that feel? Oh, they did a good job. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, they had four hearses. Oh, yeah. And that reception, that repast. Oh, girl, my day was serving shrimp and lobster. They put that person away in style. Yeah, well, that's good. It's good that you honored them during their death. How did you treat them when they was living? How did you treat them when it really counted? So, beloved, amen. So let us not be a secret. Let us not live a secret life, not just in our spiritual life. Amen. I'm talking about in our public life. The Bible says, beloved, amen, it talks about what we do in secret is going to be rewarded. But I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about where we want to close down. Now, I admire people, amen. We don't tell all our business at one time, amen. But as the Holy Spirit lead us, amen, to share a portion of our life with people that's going to edify them and help them. And, you know, people that are very, very transparent, like it ain't no secrets. Like, you know, this is what it is. It's what it used to be. And they share their testimony to give God the glory. Why? Because there's no secrets here. I've been covered under the blood. But you find some people, they ain't telling you nothing. Everything's secret. I never forget, amen, this one guy, amen, glory be to God. And I was talking, it was a couple of us, and the guy went on, Brother Anthony. Y'all might know him, amen. I had some pictures of him I shared on social media. He went on to be with the Lord, amen. But he would say to the other brother, he said, I think you like Sister Bradford. I think you like her. You just don't want nobody to know. You just don't want nobody. You just want to be a secret. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, that ain't, you being a secret ain't going to help nothing. That ain't going to get you no date. That ain't going to get you no appointment. See, some things, beloved, we just need to open up, okay? We know we need to confess our secret sins, all right? Because we're not going to prosper, amen, if you try to keep secret sins, amen. We got family secrets. We got secrets going on in our heads. We got secrets with our money. We got a secret lovers. We just got secrets. We got secrets. We got secrets. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord has a lot to say about secrets. The Lord has a lot to say about secrets. So my point today is, beloved, number one, amen, hallelujah. Let not our love for Christ be a secret. Don't act like you're ashamed of him. And you might be ashamed of him. You need to have a conversation with God. You got to get over this. So don't let, you know what I mean? I was in the supermarket one day, and the person in front of me said, God damn. And I said, did you just mention my Lord's name? And they started shaking. They said, I was just saying, don't be damning my God. Excuse me. See, excuse me. See, so let us not be ashamed of God and our love for him. Amen. And then, beloved, amen, let's not be secret. And let us, amen, our affections towards one another, let it not be a secret. You know, when I see my family and friends, even when I talk to you guys, I'll try to make it a point to let you know I appreciate you and I love you. See? Because a lot of times we appreciate people and we love people, but we don't never say it and we don't never show it. Your affection is secret and don't nobody know it but you. Well, who that helping? Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For Brother Nicodemus. For Brother Nicodemus. Amen. But I just want to encourage you, beloved. Amen. Today, don't stay secret. Don't stay secret. Amen. It's time to come out now. Amen. Glory be to God. Show your love. Amen. Show your support. Action speaks louder than words. As a matter of fact, faith is an action word. Amen. Show it. Amen. The same way God shows us. Well, hey, what if God was secret and showing us how much he loved us and how much he appreciated us, holding back the blessings, talking about it's a secret. I was going to give it to you, but, you know, I was just keeping it a secret. I was going to give it to you. What? No, you ain't got to keep no secrets. No, Lord. No, Lord. It's all right. It's all right. I was going to give you this blessing, but I was just keeping it. No, it's all right, Lord. It's all right. It's all right. Amen. And amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we give your name praise. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. And we thank you for the word of God on today. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. and amen. All right, we thank God for that word. Amen. I got a text message early this morning that the person who was scheduled to speak was not going to speak today. So God always got something tucked away, don't he? He said, be ye ready. He said, be ye ready. At first, you know, the flesh want to, I'm going to be honest with you. At first, in the beginning, the flesh would want to feel some way. When people be canceling at the last minute, at first I would say that, well, they ain't got no disregard. You can't do it. All right, but what about the pressure you putting on the one now that got to do it in the last 10 minutes? You ain't got no regard. That's how I was feeling in the beginning. You know, I just felt like it was disrespectful. Like, you know, just selfish. Like, you ain't care. I can't do it. Don't you understand I can't do it? Yeah, I understand you can't do it, but don't you understand the pressure that you putting on somebody at the last minute to do it? So what's really important to you? So that's the way I felt in the beginning. Now, beloved, amen, I just, look, whatever. We just keep it going. I'm going to pray for you, whatever the situation is. Maybe you just want to get some more sleep. I'm sleepy, too. But see, beloved, amen, that's part of leadership, that even if nobody else don't show up, you got to be there. Like, we're here, 7 days a week? Now, some of you come when you feel like coming. You come if you wake up. Some of you come and you're still sleepy. See, you don't have to come. The show still goes on. You can come late. I'm just going to go. Yeah, but as a leader, see, glory be to God, beloved, amen, we have to be, amen, present. But beloved, I come to tell you, amen, that those same requirements are on all of us in our Christian walk. You may not be the host of this broadcast, beloved, I'm telling you, but you're the host of something in your life. God has given you a job to do, and I'm telling you right now, you got to show up. God has given you some responsibilities. You might have been trying to duck it and dodge it and pass it on to somebody else. When I'm coming to tell you, you got to show up. Let me tell you something. When I stand before Jesus one day, glory be to God, and my whole life is looked over, like your life and my life, the book's going to be pulled out. This is you and me. Every word we spoke is recorded every day, every deed, it, all that's right there. I don't know how he going to do it. Amen. You talk about the sophisticated media equipment in this world today and how they can see everything you doing right now. Guess what? Jesus, they got all a piece of that from heaven because God was the one who invented it. And when they pulled back the roll and God knew that he had ordained that this ministry go forth every day around the world, glory be to God. And one particular day, he knew, amen, that on Saturday, September the 9th, he had an unbeliever who was going to be listening and ready to give their life to Christ. And then he asked, well, why wasn't Judea free? Well, I can't tell the Lord what Lord the person who was scheduled to speak decided they wanted to sleep an extra hour. God's not taking that excuse because he didn't call that person there to host the job. He didn't call that person to do the job. He didn't call that person, amen, for the assignment. You see why you got to man up? You see why walking with Christ just makes you stronger? You take what wants to be anger and you let that, amen, make you a better person, a stronger person, a more mature person, a more responsible person. What? We are in training for reigning. And so in order to reign, we have to allow God to expand our capacity to receive. We have to expand. We want to be promoted, but you can't be promoted without expansion. Well, beloved, let me tell you this. That expansion comes with pressure. It comes with opposition. We got to take the bitter with the sweet and keep smiling and not let it be a false smile if we're going to grow in Christ. Amen and amen. It's been a beautiful week. Oh, my God, that praise party last night. I'm telling you, everyone is getting better. Oh, my God. Those of you who was there know what I'm talking about. Wasn't that beautiful? The songs and people, oh, my God, the record labels coming forth. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, the people in this ministry, my God. I said, you know what? Well, a couple of them were singing last night. I said, you know what? I said, when I do my pre-needs, which I am going to do my pre-need. Pre-need, this means everything is laid out so that when God do call you home, family members, and ain't got to worry, ain't going to be no sibling rivalry, ain't going to be no discussions, no arguments. This is what mama want. This is what daddy want. This is what sister, brother want. And it's all in writing. Amen. And we're going to give them what they want. And I said, Lord have mercy, I would love, they could sing for me anytime. Matter of fact, I said, yeah, I'm put their name up on there. I want you, if I go before you, I want you singing at my funeral. There's a couple of them singing last night. I said, oh, my God, Jesus, some anointed people in this ministry. Matter of fact, they so anointed. Brother Reed was talking about a record label. I see where two or three of them, I mean, we really have a choir here. I can see where two or three or four of them can get together, and I'm telling y'all could make some money. Y'all could make some money for the kingdom. I'm talking about anointed. Oh, that service last night was beautiful. And the songs, amen, the records, the testimonies, the prayers, the love. It was just so, my God, it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. Oh, my God, that's all I want to say. I mean, you could just see. I don't know if you've ever been in an environment where you can see love. Not just feel love, but you can see it. That's what we said. That's what we had going on there last night. It was beautiful. That's all I can say. It was beautiful. We want to thank God, amen, for that service. We want to thank God for the altar all this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you for all of you who hosted. Amen. Served as warriors, intercessors. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Maybe we want to thank God for the Wednesday night Bible study. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I had to do it anyhow. It was beautiful. Thank God for Wednesday night Bible study. Thank God for 5 o'clock. Amen. We met every morning this week. Amen. Glory be to God. On social media. Amen. For our 5 o'clock altar. Amen. God bless all of you who support. Amen. I'm telling you, not one day have I ever showed up, amen, and it wasn't at least one person there to back me up. That's a good feeling. I mean, I would do it anyhow because I know I'm talking to millions of people on social media, and I don't know who I'm talking to. But when I see your name down there in the chat, I said, oh, I got backup. I got backup, baby. It's all right. If I only see one name, I say, okay, I see that one name. And there's one particular person in our ministry. I see their name every morning. Every time I show up, I see their name. I said, okay, if I don't see their name, I get a little word. I see their name, and I said, okay, well, God tells us the Holy Spirit is the person. Amen. In touch and agree with the Holy Spirit. And we got Sister So-and-so over here. We good to go. Amen. We just do the Lord's work, and we do the Lord's work. Amen. So we're just so grateful. Thank God for this week. My grandson's birthday, amen, was on Wednesday. Thank God for this week. Amen. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen. If you're listening today, and if you are a secret disciple, or that's not a disciple, a secret person, amen, and you got your secrets and you got your reason for not giving Jesus your heart, we want to invite you today. We're not going to give the benediction until we give you an opportunity. Amen, to make Jesus your choice. We plead with you. We beg with you. Amen. Please make Jesus your choice today while there's still time. We have some people going under the banner of Muslims and Buddha and whatever name you want to call yourself. Amen. You do that for the crowd. You do that, amen, for your family. But deep down inside, you want to be a Christian. because you believe it's the way. Well, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you'll be saved. So we don't want to close this call today without giving you an opportunity. Just ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins and ask God to save your soul and invite Jesus to come and live in your heart as Lord and Savior. That's it. That's it. You can do that in 15 seconds. You can do it in 5 seconds. You just got to mean what you say. Amen. Then tell somebody. Tell us here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Send us an email, a letter, a phone call, a text, whatever you want to do. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And welcome to the family of God. And welcome. Amen. I also received an invitation to speak on the Midnight Comfort Hour. Our sister Lisa, she's no longer. She put her time in. I think she did 10 years. Amen. She has somebody else running it now, but they gave me an invitation to speak one of these Monday nights coming up. I'll let y'all know which Monday night it is. Amen. If you'd like to, amen, participate. Everybody have a good day. Amen. A blessed weekend. Amen. Be safe. Please be safe. Amen. Glory be to God. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel accidents, incidents, and calamities. May it not prosper or come to pass. Oh, Father God, bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father, we put all that under the blood of Jesus. We thank you for bringing us through this week. We thank you for it. We thank you for today. And we thank you for tomorrow. For if it be on earth or if it be in heaven, Father, it's going to be with you. And so we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless all the lovely ministry partners, all those who have served this week, Father God. Glory be, served at the altar, served in any form or capacity, even those, the backup team, those who come touching and agreeing, Father God, those who just show up, Father God, hallelujah, to support, for moral support, spiritual support, financial support, Father God, we pray your blessings, and we receive them by faith in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, we dip ourselves 7 times in the blood of Jesus. We decree and we declare that and our families, and we decree and we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment shall be condemned. Thank you for all the souls that gave their life to Christ today that we won't find out until we get to heaven, but they're saved nonetheless. And we say thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we decree and we declare, amen, that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. My God, I'm just overwhelmed right now. I'm just overwhelmed. I'm just overwhelmed. Our sister Hattie played the song and dedicated it to Sister Darlene. That was such a power move. Oh, I'm just overwhelmed. Meet us tomorrow. I think we're going to be on social media tomorrow, but we will find a way, Lord's willing, to bring everything together, amen, with the internet, with the radio, with the social media. But I believe we're going to be on social media tomorrow. But either way, you'll be able to find us at 12 o'clock, Lord's willing. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia. Signing out. Thank you for allowing me to serve you this week, and Lord's willing, looking forward to next week too. Amen. God bless you.
Oh, come on in your car, at home, on your job. Come on and just rule with me in prayer, knowing that what the Lord allows is already working
for your good. What the Lord allows is what you need. He is
everything to you.
What the Lord allows is what you need. He's everything. He's everything to you.
Sing it.
While you're riding through your storm, you are not alone. God controls the wind and he controls the waves.
The storm must obey every word that he says. He's everything to you. He's everything to you.
What the Lord allows, it's
what you need.
He's everything, everything to you. Why his will and his way.
Just listen, Lord, come on in. And he will make a way as he will.
His hand is never slack to what he promised you.
Let him be your everything. And he'll be everything to you.
What the Lord allows,
what you need.
What you need.
Everything to you.
Everything to you.
What the Lord allows is what you need. He is everything to you. Oh, God is my everything. Oh, he is really my everything. That's my everything.